Seth.
And I'm Cheryl.
This is Cat with Monocle.
Welcome to the podcast. We're here today to talk about Wonka. And we just got out of the movie theater a few minutes ago. Sitting here, gonna have a little bit of a conversation about it.
Yes, we had a little bit of earlier screening, and actually it was quite of a good movie, actually.
It was an excellent experience. The movie was essentially the prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is based on the 1964 book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was later on in 1971 made into a musical. And the movie itself starred Gene Wilder back in the 70s, I believe is when it was. And so it's a prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Right. The movies came out with two movies. Well, what did you say was in this? What was when the first one came out? It was the 60s, 70s?
I think it was it was around the 70s is when it came out.
Yep, and that was a big that was a big movie when it came out. And
yeah, 1971 is what I'm seeing here.
Oh yeah, and there's a lot of quotes. A lot of people use it. It's a big movie.
Yeah, and there
still
was
girls.
Yeah, there was a remake
with Johnny Depp. Yep.
With Johnny Depp, sometime later. That was what in the
early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, early mid 2000s.
Which I thought that was an excellent movie as well, but that one was more of a remake, and you can't really compare the two.
No.
But I would say that this one is definitely a prequel. It's essentially how Willy Wonka came to be.
Yes. How everything pretty much started and how he got into making chocolate and becoming his dream a reality. And then along the way, he meets a few people that help him along the way. They seem to help each other out. The movie itself, directed by Paul King, he's worked on the Paddington movies. If you've ever seen those or heard of those have actually been quite good.
I seem to recall we've seen a couple of those. I remember the first one quite well. That was very cute, adorable.
Yeah, they were really good movies. Very underestimated. And even his team of producers were also working on that same film. And I think they've got a good, not only a good team to direct and produce it, but also a good cast as well. To make this movie actually quite well when it releases on December 15th.
Okay. Now, do we want to give our first impressions on the reviews before we talk about it? And then at the end, we can go ahead and...
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about it.
And say where we land at the end.
Sure.
I know for me, I would probably just first impression right out the gate, I would put it at probably a 4.5 to a 4.75.
Yes.
What were your first initial?
My initial was about the 4.5 mark. It was a musical for sure, from beginning to end, and very colorful. The characters, we all know who Wonka is. It's his early days. The cast that surrounds them and the people that he has to stand against. I mean, they're all great actors, and I think they all play their role quite well for what this is. I think there was a lot of neat scores that were played. I thought there was probably one of them was a little too long in my taste, but it was...
That's interesting. Which one was that?
That was one when they went to the zoo.
Okay. So they needed a special ingredient from the zoo.
Correct. We won't give them details what that is, but...
we're going to do our best not to spoil it here, so... that's interesting. There was one thing that you said here that... Maybe we can talk about some of the breakdown.
We all know what the story's about. We know that there's... We talked about, there's... interesting characters.
Yeah, we know what Willy Wonka mm-hmm. became from yeah. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I know when I was a child, it was very whimsical to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Right. And it was like a dream. And for me personally, I felt that this movie pulled me in and made me feel some of those feelings mm-hmm. from when I was a child. It brought that sense of wonder and excitement in seeing some of the magic of the imagination that right. that Wonka encaptures.
Right.
So,
like, when I think of Wonka, I think of the factory. And the other thing is that when you first saw the factory and how, you know, colorful and how just out of the ordinary kind of things were occurring in the factory. Now, in this film, you kind of get the gist of it and a little, you know, a glimpse of it and a taste of it. You know, no pun intended. So, you know, this is
I think there was a pun there.
There was maybe a slight pun.
But it's interesting that you said early on in what you stated that you felt that it was colorful. I actually was thinking during the movie that it wasn't as colorful as if you're comparing it to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Which you got to think, like, in the first film, the outside world was very gloomy. It was cloudy, dark.
That's right.
And then in this film, it's the same thing.
I didn't make that connection. Right. So that's really good.
Once he introduces chocolates, this thing started to spring up in colors. You know, whether it was, you know, something was happening or his ideas and what he wanted to create was starting to bloom.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what I think I'm hearing is that when you said it was colorful, it was how the color was brought about, maybe?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah, for me, I was just looking at the, it was very, I don't know, like dry, like yeah. gray and yeah. bland and not a lot of color, but I can see what you mean. Like, as it evolves, more color is brought into it. Yeah. You know, the you think of in exactly as you said in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You think of being inside the factory when they're going through, and you know, there's the chocolate river,
yep.
and there's eating the flour and getting the whipped cream out of the mushrooms.
Oh yeah, that's not
there. And the balloons. Like I'm sitting here and I'm thinking of all of these things that I haven't thought of in years, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, that's kind of what you think about. So I guess when you compare it in that way, it's also kind of, I guess, Wonka evolving himself.
It is. It's the introduction to Wonka. It's how he became him. So mm-hmm. it's really interesting to see, you know, like we said, this is a prequel. So we get to see how does Wonka actually become famous in the first place.
How Wonka became right. Wonka, because even
right.
Wonka and, starting out in the movie, it didn't.
Right.
He wasn't himself.
No.
Just yet.
No, he had
a dream.
It was not only a dream, but he also trusted a lot of people, which got him into trouble a bit in the beginning. But along the way, he was able to meet, you know, friends.
Yeah, he gained friends
yep.
amongst some really difficult situations.
Correct. And then the way that they kind of, how they all, you know, the situation where they all got into debt, all, you know, really close, you know, in the timeline when they've all met. But the way that they did it was pretty comical. So, yes, there is musical going on, but there's also comedy to this.
Oh, there's so much comedy, yes, so much laughter. In so much ridiculousness. What's that one guy's name?
Are you talking about Keegan-Michael Key?
Is he the one that's the sheriff or yes. police chief?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, he is so hilarious.
Yeah, he did his role like fantastic. Like,
oh, the acting. Oh my goodness, just the acting overall. But even I was sitting there and I was looking at Timothy Chalamet, and who plays Willy Wonka, and. Mm-hmm. He was just absolutely outstanding. Even his mannerisms, the way he flowed so effortlessly during, you know, like musical numbers and whatnot. But taking it a step further, like, I can practically remember so much of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Mm. And even his mannerisms, down to, you know, when he stepped back on the stairs, when he, at the very beginning, when he was doing a musical number, and then how they pulled individual lines from the first movie into it. Good day, sir.
Yeah. And a lot of the things, too, is that there are connections even from, you know, is the old little orange men, where do they appear? You know, do they ever make an appearance?
Yeah,
they do.
That was,
and the way how they came in, or let's just say how they were introduced and how they carried through the film was great.
It was, and it was really cool that Hugh Grant was an Oompa Loompa. Like, that was fabulous. He did an outstanding job, and even the dancing, which I'm guessing that was CGI.
There was some CGI to it, but it was done quite well, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they actually just did CGI with that, or if they did something.
There was some green screen, there was some CGI involved.
Yeah, but I still thought it was wonderful how they did it.
It got the point across, and it did really good job on introducing the little orange men.
Yes, that's what they were calling them. I would have to say, like, there wasn't really anybody that I disliked for acting, except people that were intended to be disliked. Mm. Like the bad guys.
Yep.
You know, the
it was Miss Bonbon. Was that her? No, that was not Miss Bonbon. There was a conspiracy. Like, there's this really funny way how they just, it's like a corporation going after the little, those who are starting up their business. They feel threatened, so the corporations are trying to smash, you know, the competition down. And I think just the philosophy of how that goes, and the people involved and the trickery that's going happening behind closed doors.
Corruption. Yep. Yeah. Corruption.
It's shown in here, but it's, you know, it's like, okay, we know Wonka's going to do great, but how does he get around this situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how does
this
happen?
And it's very creative. Yeah.
Yeah. They do a lot of creative things. And if you've seen the movies of Paddington, you see some similarities in how some of these things occur in this film. And it's fun, it's creative. And I think it's, you know, just, I would watch this movie again.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I would watch it again.
Excuse me.
I have my kids watch it. We would have our kids watch it. I think that'll be really good.
Okay, so that was characters. The music. I got chills at one of the songs where the last song that he did, the imagination.
Yep.
I don't
remember the title.
I don't know
of
what
it.
It's called.
You know, can you use your imagination? That one, right?
Yes, that one. Seth is not known for his singing abilities.
I try.
You did great. You did wonderful. But yeah, that song in particular, even the inflection in Timothy Chalamet's voice was outstanding. It was like he just watched Gene Wilder over and over and over again until he got it just right. And oh, he got it right.
Yep.
And that song was outstanding.
Oh, and those who are wondering if Keegan-Michael Kay does do a musical, yes, he does.
Oh, jeez. And it's hilarious.
It's a good one. They've got a lot of interesting people in this film.
A lot of people that you would recognize.
Jim Carter was in it for one. There were some great characters. But, you know, just going through the cast list, it's just... They've got some good names in here. They've got some, you know, up-and-coming ones that you may see, you know, in future films. But, again, overall, the cast is great. They did a superb job getting the point across, doing their character roles. It's a good movie.
I don't think they could have done better with picking the cast. They did an outstanding job there.
No, and just, you know, the outfits, the makeup, it really felt... Like it really worked with the timeline they were in. Was it the 19th century, I believe?
Yeah, I mean, an alternate universe of the 19th century.
Sure.
I
don't know. But
yeah.
I think we, you know, industrial.
Like 1800s. Yeah, very industrial.
Yes.
Working class. Definitely a difference between, you know, the upper class and working class.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of in between.
They got phone lines working too.
They do have the operators.
Yep. So it's like an advanced industrial era.
Right. But I mean, there's still that whimsical magic side of things that Willy Wonka brings into the movie. So it's definitely not like your everyday.
No.
But is there any is there anything that you felt was like a negative aspect?
The only thing that I kind of thought about was, like I said, that there was a part of the zoo I thought it was a little too long. I thought they could have shortened that up a little bit. I mean, outside of that...
I could see how that could be shortened, but I don't think it... necessarily took away from the movie? Did it add to the movie? I don't think so. I mean, they did a musical number. It was a way to connect for the two, for the for Willy Wonka and for Noodle played by Calla Lane.
Yep, the little girl.
The little girl. I think it was a way for them to connect and get to know each other. So I think that calmer, quieter time frame, because during that time she was able to, you know, tell about her history and background a little, which eventually led into a little bit larger of a piece of the story. So it was kind of...
She played an important role in it, and I can see that with the connection. Did you think there was anything in the film that was... could have been better or could have been improved on or...
Well, initially when we were going into this, my biggest complaint was how dark it was compared to the original. But, you know, when you brought up about, you know, how, you know, color was brought more in the further you got into the movie, like, it was kind of a nod to the evolution that Wonka... Willy Wonka was having. So when you look at it from that perspective, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
So I think that would have been my biggest complaint, if you will, at like, I don't have a lot of complaints about it. Was it the perfect movie? I don't think I've ever seen a perfect movie. So
I mean, perfect movies is... You're obviously someone's opinion. Mm-hmm. I think in this film, what, you know, I come to it as, did I like it? Yes. Would I watch it again? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would also say for me, I'm not huge into music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't appreciate music in the same way that other people would. So maybe this is partly why. But I didn't appreciate all of the music as much as probably other people would. So for me, the music was a little bit like a lot of the music was great. And the way it was a musical for sure, as you said earlier.
Right.
I liked how they kind of they told stories with the songs, and they had humor and like silliness and all sorts of goofiness.
I like the part where they're in the downtown and there's this one guy who was going to propose this woman in the vegetable or fruit stand or flower stand. You know what I'm talking about, one of the merchants. And she wants somebody that was adventurous. So he's like, well, not me. Sorry, I'm out of here.
And then he was so sad, but yeah, chocolate made things better.
Willy chocolate made it better.
Yes, Willy Wonka chocolate.
Turned his life around.
Exactly. But it I think during the movie it showed that Willy Wonka was ahead.
He was ahead of the game. His chocolate was...
ahead of his time for chocolate.
And that's a lot of the thing you'll notice in this film is that you got corporations that just stays the same, stays the course, just forever, and weed out, you know, anybody who wants to come in and try to, you know, do something or make something out of themselves, they push them out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see a lot of that in the film. And you're going to want to root for Wonka because it's Wonka.
So, you know what you're getting. Yeah. Like, I really like the fact that that they chose to do a prequel. I had not thought.
No.
I didn't know until today because, you know me, I try to avoid trailers as much as I can so I can go in kind of blind and get my an actual first impression, because so many trailers out there, they end up just spoiling.
Yep.
Sometimes you know, a lot of sometimes too much. And so I like going in mostly blind. So you did. I did suspect, and you were able to confirm before we went into the movie that it was a prequel, and I was like, ooh, that sounds really great, actually. Yeah. They could do a lot with this.
And I don't think there's been a lot of prequels that have done well enough job compared to Wonka, as to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. I remember when they tried to do Oz, when how Oz became...
I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah, right. And... I remember seeing this a long time ago, but I think Wonka does a better job. There's the musical's better. You know, you got to get introduced to the orange little band, the orange people.
The orange people. Yep.
I guess you could. There is. You know, I'm thinking about this. Like, I would have liked to see a little bit more of, like, where did, you know? I know they show a glimpse of Wonka's flashback and how he ended up getting some of the cocoa beans and how he met the Oompa Loompas. Now
he didn't, though.
No, that's right.
Yeah, don't say anything.
I'll try not to. But that was like just that. I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see more of like his adventures where he went and got some of his ingredients, because he carries on this little box of just a bunch of little gadgets and ingredients. Where did he get them? Like, that'd be really cool to figure out more of that. But they only show you, like, really one thing. And it was interesting. And
there was a lot of little pieces that put together the story, and it was kind of neat.
Yeah. They were more focused on, he's ready to go. I want to sell chocolate. I want to have my own storefront. And I want to do it at the same location as the other big three chocolate companies.
You know, I'm kind of, as we're sitting here talking, wondering, do you think there might have been too many side stories going on? Or was it just enough?
I think it was just enough, especially with...
Really? Okay.
Because I thought when they introduced some of the characters and their backgrounds, they kind of intertwine it to the bigger picture of what was going on. Mm-hmm. So if you look at, you know, for example, the little girl that, you know, stayed alongside with, you know, with Wonka most of the time, Noodle, she became a bigger part of the picture of what was happening. And the other people, there was one that was an accountant. You know, there was one that was
switchboard operator. Is that what you say?
Yeah, telecommunication operator, whatever. Yeah, it's one of those things where you take the wires, you take it out of one place to the other to connect
people on calls.
She was part of that.
Switchboard operator?
Something like that.
Something like
that.
I can't remember.
I'm sure somebody could correct.
I'm sure plenty of people can. Sorry, we're not from the 1950s.
You've got an accountant who also used to work for this big, large, you know, chocolate companies that are trying to push Wonka out. You know, he used to work for them as an accountant, and, you know, he got thrown into a large amount of debt, unfortunately. But same as everybody else.
Yep. and so, how they had to pay people back, the people that they were indebted to. So try not to give away too much on this, but yeah. So that was, I felt like there could have been, I felt like there was a lot of kind of side stories going on maybe. So maybe that is something, but I mean, it wasn't just overly too much. It wasn't so much at the, that it was off-putting, like for me to notice it right away. Just as we were talking, I was like, oh, you know, there kind of was, but it didn't bother me.
Do you think there should have been more Oompa Loompa storyline or?
No, showcase? I don't.
Do you think that was enough?
I think just the one was enough. Yep. Because they're just introducing it. Technically, they could do a whole nother movie and story just on the Oompa Loompas.
If they wanted to. I think how they come, you know, to the factory would be interesting too.
I mean, they kind of explain that a little bit.
Well, not enough.
But I'm, well, no, there were some missing pieces for sure.
Yes, and I think if you've watched the original movies,
so like
you got an idea of how this all kind of
a Wonka one and a half.
You could do that.
Sort of like Lion King 1.5.
Or... yeah. In the eyes of the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
That would actually would be interesting.
That would be, but I absolutely think that Hugh Grant has to be chosen to be the Oompa Loompa again, just in case any studios who are out there considering doing a Wonka 1.5. That's my vote. And maybe you folks can leave some comments once you've seen it and tell us what you think. So
you still gave it a 4.5? 4.75?
I'm going to stick with my 4.5. Okay. I think I'm good with that. Okay. I think there were a few things that evolved from our conversation here that... some that kind of made me change my mind, some that I realized were, I guess, a little bit more negatives than I thought. But overall, just, it was still an amazing movie. There was a couple times that I got a little choked up, got a little emotional. I know at one point you looked over when I was like, I gasped. So it got me in the feels a few times.
Yeah.
So I would say I would give it a 4.5. A lot of it has to do with the fact that they were able to give me some of the same feelings from when I was a child, the whimsical sense of wonder and excitement and the magic. So that's where I'm at. What about you?
I also still get a 4.5.
4.5?
Yep. A lot of good things with that. Not too many things I could say negative about it. Definitely worth a film to go watch in theaters. Definitely a film to watch after again. And yeah, it's a fun musical prequel of Willy the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, yeah. It's great for kids, too. They're going to love it, and, you know, they might want to see what happens next from the 1971 version.
Or they just may want to make chocolate.
Here's your warning, parents. Okay, well, I think that about wraps it up, unless there's anything else you want to include.
No, if we had a little flute here, I'd have them do the little flute and be on our merry way.
You just spoiled it for everyone.
No,
I didn't. The flute. You told them about the flute. Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right, we better stop before this is too much.
too much spoiling going on. All right, well, there you have it, folks. Wonka, I give it a 4.5.
I give it a 4.5 as well. Wonka is going to hit theaters on Friday, December 15th.
Thank you for joining us at Cat with Monocle.